Hi guys, welcome to the Passion Podcast. It's Louis Giglio coming to you from the Passion House in Atlanta, Georgia, and we're back on high tech, so I hope that the very sound of this is just rocking you out of your world right now. We've been on the Adderall and low tech for a long time. In fact, our last podcast, Brad, was from Vancouver, British Columbia, underneath the inner, you know, sanctum of Rogers Arena, me holding the Adderall. So this is all high tech. There's a whole rack of high-end, super technological whiz-bang gear over here. So we're back in Atlanta. Sorry that it's been 30 days since the Passion Podcast, but we've been busy at work preparing Atlanta for Passion 2011, getting ready for 20,000 plus students that are going to be descending on this place in just a few weeks from now. And a few other things have been in the mix as well. But just want to say welcome back. Merry Christmas. If you're listening to this right now, it means you're either in finals or almost in finals or just out of finals. And for those of you that are still in school, some of you are like, no, finals were like 20 years ago, bro. But if you are one of our university age listeners and you're in finals, I just want to tell you that we are with you right now. I know there's no greater moment that you need to know people are praying for you than in the midnight hour. And so shut off the podcast. You can always come back to this after the English Lit paper is finished. So we're with you, praying for you. Hope your finals are great. Happy Advent season to everyone. We're celebrating that here around Atlanta and especially Passion City Church. Advent just means expectantly waiting. And we're taking advantage of this Christmas craziness to remember Jesus, to remember the promise of God, to remember that He's faithful, and that everything He promises us and every dream He births in us, He fully intends to come through on. And I've just been stuck on this one phrase that we talked about at church a few weeks ago. In fact, these two Advent talks have just blown, they just blown me away, honestly, in what God is saying to me personally. But in the first one, this phrase, waiting is not wasting when we're waiting on the Lord. For when we wait, God works. And that's not just about Christmas. That's not just about, you know, these 400 years of silence before the advent of the announcement of the birth of Christ. It's not just about the hundreds and hundreds of years of prophecies of a Savior and then God coming through. It's for all of us every day in every place we are in life when we're looking at our circumstances and then we're looking at the promise that God has made and we're seeing a gap and we're waiting in time for God to come through and for God to respond. And I just want you to know that the waiting is it's part of life and it's part of what God does. But when the time is right, that's what it said about Jesus in Galatians. It said, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son. That just simply means when the time was perfect, when the setting was perfect, when the circumstances were perfect, when everything was aligned, God moved. And so if God's not working and answering and doing exactly what He promised in your life today, as far as what you can see, just know that He's waiting until the time is perfect, until everything's in the right place, and that your waiting today is not wasting as you're waiting and hoping in Him, because while you're waiting, God's working. While you're waiting and it looks like nothing's happening today, trust me, God is working just like He was working to put everything in place for the birth of the one who became the Savior of the world. I'm so excited that you guys are with us today. We're 25 days away from Passion 2011. Still time to register. We got plenty of room for you to come. Lots and lots of people have registered, and it's already jam-packed, but we've got plenty of room, so don't worry about that. You don't want to wait till the last minute, but there's still time to register at 268generation.com/Passion2011. And so go check it out, and if you're already on the way to Passion, you've already registered, you're going to hear in just a few minutes something about Do Something Now. I want to make sure that you check that out. That is going to be phenomenal to see what all of us together can do when we are trusting God with what is in our hands, and you see how that multiplies when we put all of that together in His hands. So, real special treat today, though, Brad. We got David Crowder coming on the Passion Podcast. So, to all of you out there, get ready. We're going to take a little short break, and we'll be back coming live from Waco, Texas, to Mr. David Crowder. We'll be right back. Now I'm lost in your freedom. Guys, we got a really special treat coming today on the Passion Podcast. Joining us from his lovely home in Waco, Texas, is Mr. David Crowder. David, are you still with us over there?
I am here, Louie. This is a rare treat. It's not often I get to be on the podcast, and I always look forward to it because it's always such a good time with all the pod listening people.
I know, and our listenership has exploded since we last were on, and somewhere up near, I think our latest figure is 412 listeners are with us today, so I don't want that to freak you out, but to all of them, say hello, and just everyone say hello to David Crowder, if you could, just wherever you are. Thank you.
And Hi, thanks.
David, you're in Waco. Is it kind of a normal day in Waco for you? And if so, could you, I think people want to know, what is a normal day in the life of David Crowder?
Well, it's a normal day. It's Monday. It's the day following. You know, our church meets on Sundays, and so we met yesterday in the morning time, and then last night we had a leadership team party / meeting over at the Crowders, and so that was a good time. Lots of tasty treats were consumed, and lots of good conversation. And so then, you know, the next day you're kind of just really worn out from such an active day on Sunday, the Lord's Day, and a day of rest, and so you're so worn out from the day of rest that you need to get some sleep. And so the day begins with a knock on the door at 8:30.
Oh, it is, fantastic!
Yep, we have an exterminator who's arrived, and I have to let in because we've had some wildlife activity up in our attic again. You know, there's been an ongoing battle with the squirrel, and we've gotten some guests that have been making a home upstairs, and they had found this tray of paints. Tony, my wife, paints occasionally, and this is the kind of paint that, you know, you can smell, like, you know, someone's painting when they're using it, and the wildlife had chewed through the tube of paint and had been eating the paint, and the exterminator at some point came downstairs and said, "You know, I was going to bring you something," and this is just a typical day. He says, "I was going to bring you something, but as I was coming down the stairs, I had a second thought. I thought this might not be appropriate." And I said, "Well, what would that be?" And he said, "Well, I found some droppings, and I've never seen anything like this." He says, "They are bright blue and yellow." And I said, "And you had a handful of these that you thought of bringing to me?" He says, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, I think your second thought was probably pretty good."
That's
how the day began. And then shortly after that, he was removing, because it's humane removal. You know, we don't want to enact violence towards God's creation or anything. So it's a humane wildlife removal. And he had trapped a feral cat. He had a cat trap outside as he was removing it, and the cat did not look very happy as he left. So that's how the morning started, Louie.
Unbelievable. Well, that seems like a fairly normal day. You know, the last time I heard you on an interview, you were talking about another experience where you were in the closet sleepwalking, and Tony's shoes were involved. I don't want to get all into the details of that, but it seems like there's a theme developing here on the David Crowder interviews. Anyway, hey, congratulations, by the way, to the Baylor Bears. I saw where they are actually going to a bowl game this year, and this is big news in Waco, Texas.
It's huge. As you know, spending a lot of time here in Waco yourself, you're back in the day when things were going good occasionally, you know. You probably got to see some bowl games in your tenure in Waco, and shortly after you leave, things go downhill, you know.
Well, you know, I was telling somebody last night, I'm an old guy, so I remember actually the Southwest Conference days. Those were the glory days. And SMU, Eric Dickerson, Craig James, Texas Stadium sold out for the Baylor-SMU game, if you can even imagine such a thing as that.
I can't. I don't even know it.
But you guys are headed to the Texas Bowl to face the Fighting Illini of Illinois. And I heard rumor that you've got star quarterback Robert Griffin in your church, so this is pretty cool news. And I know for a fact that the Baylor theme song this year has been "Rise Up," a creation by none other than the David Crowder Band and David Crowder himself.
That is all true. That is all true. And that's true. Yeah, Robert Griffin is a treat to watch. That guy is a talented player and a super nice guy too. But he and his girlfriend, now fiance, have been really active at the church and are just super folks. But yeah, that Rise Up thing, I thought I don't know, I kind of woke up with this tune in my head and I thought, I'll put it down, I'll record it and then hand it off to Robert and some of the other football guys that go to the church, thinking, they'll be in that weight room, just this thing just pounding, it's going to inspire them to just reach for bigger and brighter things, surely, you know. And then Robert wound up passing it around to the marketing offices or something. Somehow I got a call from Baylor, and so they were kind enough to put it into use in a little bigger way than I had imagined. So it was a fun season.
Yeah, if people don't know what we're talking about, when the Baylor Bears take the field in Waco at Floyd Casey Stadium, the whole place erupts to this amazing video soundtrack, fantastic moment of David Crowder singing Rise Up, and the team runs on the field. And if people are sitting there today going, what in the world are you talking about? Where can they get a hold of this track, and how can they experience this for themselves?
That's a great question. I think actually if you go to baylor.edu/riseup, that might get it. I'm going to try it right now, but I think that's where it is, because it was a free download thing. And I know it was, I don't know that the video is available, but yeah, there you go. If you type in baylor.edu/riseup, it'll take you to a little page that has the download, or you can just listen to it online there. But it's pretty funny. Yeah, I'm totally giving Kid Rock and Nickelback a run for it.
I think you are. And I've actually, it's made its way to TV broadcast already. And, you know, there may be another up and coming, you know, bowl eligible desiring program out there that is looking for something. And this may be it. So if you're an athletic director at a university across the country and things aren't going very well, then this is what you need to do. And I know you shut the Baylor servers down once. I don't think we'll do that with our 412 listeners today. But everybody go take a look, take a listen, enjoy Rise Up. And speaking of television, David, I was watching. I normally like to watch in the morning Hoda and Kathy Lee about mid-morning. They're just a really big part of my normal routine. And I'm watching the show a few days ago, and they have this little technology segment on the show. And lo and behold, they start talking about, on NBC, the David Crowder Band on TV. What in the world was that all about?
Well, me and Kathy Lee are really good friends. And
she's going to sing at Robert and his fiance's wedding, I heard.
Yeah, totally. Goodness, that woman is... And she's fun to watch. I can see now why people get up in the morning and start their day with Hoda and Kathy Lee, because it is entertainment. That's exactly what's happening on that show. And this gal that was presenting it, I guess they, you know, look for something that's happening on the web that might go viral or so, you know, something. They have a little video treat that she makes a suggestion about. And this gal, Sarah, is talking on there, and she knew more about this video than I did. I was finding out things from her. She had done her research. It was pretty exciting. And then seeing it on, you know, the full screen there, I don't think that was enjoyable. I got a lot of pleasure out of seeing that video blown up.
I was thrilled about it, and most people probably know by now what's going on with you guys. But the David Crowder Band, folks, if you don't know, they don't do anything normal. And so they've got this amazing song called Shine, and they want to do a video as the song's being released out into radio. And they come up with this crazy idea, David. It involves all the light bright pegs that are in existence in the free world.
That is absolutely truthful. I tell you what, though, it was kind of fun. The first couple of times to go on eBay and just buy everything that they had as far as light bright pegs go, it felt like you were doing something really significant. You know, like, hey, man, we are going to set a market trend right here. Like, we're about to drive the price of the peg through the roof. People are going to flip out and be like, oh, my word, these pegs are going like mad. We got to get more pegs posted. It got less fun when that did come to be true, is that the peg price went up and it started costing more to get the pegs arriving on your front porch. We did math up front and thought we had it figured out. Here's how many pegs we need. And shortly after we got into the actual project, we realized we were way shy if we're going to get this thing finished within the year, we're going to need to get more pegs. And so the buying continued. It was pretty
cool. So tell people how many light bright pegs you guys actually got your hands on at the end of the day and what in the world you did with them.
Okay, let's think. I think we topped out about 150,000, I think is what we topped out.
150,000 of those little bitty tiny pegs you bought.
Yeah, and you need to keep in mind that they don't arrive pre-sorted. You know, there's just, you know, it's just Bill over in Omaha, and he's got, you know, this kid's toy that his son's moved out to college. He's got to get rid of stuff, and he's found it in the closet, and, you know, he's just put it all in one box and shipped it to Waco. And now we've got to sort through all these pegs and put the green ones with the green ones and the pink ones with the pink ones and figure out if this is pink or orange. And it's a lot harder than you'd think. And so it was all very educational for us.
So you guys are making this stop-motion animated video, which I'm not sure most of us probably even know what that means. But the end result is, like, not only amazingly creative, but it's very, very moving.
I cried. I will say that, you know, and I knew what was happening. You know, the storyline that unfolds, you know, there's an ending that you might see coming, but you might not. And I knew what was happening. I had spent hours and hours, you know, headed toward what was happening, and still the whole thing it's all just sad and happy at once, and it turned out really beautiful. We couldn't have been more happy with how it turned out, but wow, what a lot of work. The stop motion thing, you take a picture and then you do something else and you take another picture, and all the pictures get put together to make something look like it's sort of moving or in motion, but
right,
everything was initially stopped, you know. So I guess that's your stop motion, and it's what they call time consuming.
Yeah. And you guys have some extraneous elements going on, so it's not just all the stop motion of the light bright, but actually you appear, the band appears, all kinds of other interesting things appear actually in the studio as the video is happening on the light bright as well. Amazingly done. Hundreds and hundreds of close to a million people, I guess, by now have viewed this thing, and I know everybody's probably online searching right now. If they just search Shine Video, it's going to pop up somehow on their computer, right?
Let's hope so. That would be our hope.
Okay. If you haven't seen this light bright extravaganza by the David Crowder Band, you got to go online and find it and enjoy it and figure out a way to use it, because I think it's a really cool way also just to introduce the story of hope to people who are looking for hope, and that's what the song's all about. David, we're headed toward Passion 2011. I know this is going to make you nervous, but you're going to be in Atlanta in 25 days from right now, so I hope your bags are packed and you're ready to get here. But before we get to Atlanta, I'm just looking back. We did 7 World Tour stops this year, pretty amazing journey. Had the privilege of having you guys with us in Hong Kong, China, in London, England, and just a few weeks ago, actually, in Vancouver, British Columbia. And man, what an amazing journey. These World Tour City things they blow my mind every time, and I know they do yours as well, just showing up in a place and people all of a sudden come together for, you know, to make one big voice in these cities, and it's pretty special. You got any memories from Vancouver, London, or Hong Kong you want to share with us?
Man, I've got memories of all. I agree. It's always, you know, after having been to a number of these stops, it's always new, and it feels like Vancouver, we're there for a second time, and it felt, even when you get picked up at the airport and the people are telling you how dark of a city it is, and how the story of God is just not something you encounter on the streets of Vancouver often, and it's not in the forefront of people's minds. And you're hearing all this, and so it starts painting this picture in your head of what Vancouver is. And then you, that evening, are in a room full of 11,000 people that are all very much excited about Jesus.
Totally.
It feels completely, it just does mind blow every time. So yeah, I am looking back with much fondness on Vancouver, and London was just amazing as well. Just being in these places, very urban, very much on the front of things as far as culture goes, and to see a desire and a heart to connect people to God in those locations is inspiring for me, being stuck in the Bible Belt of Waco and hoping that the story of God is being carried into locations such as London and Vancouver, and to get to peek in for a little bit and then leave knowing, my word, the story is unfolding in massive, massive ways that we get to participate in on a small scale occasionally is incredibly encouraging for me back home, for sure.
Yeah, speaking of things making their way from Waco, Texas, last week, in the rock rap album category, which is pretty urban and Waco-ish, the David Crowder Band was nominated for a Grammy. Come on, that's big, big news.
Man, that's first Grammy nomination. That's you take to the grave. You know, every time anybody introduces me, hi, this is David Crowder, Grammy nominated artist from Waco, Texas. You know that.
it's really very cool. You know it is, and I think there's probably a segment of the culture that's like, oh, you know, who needs Grammys? We don't need recognition from the world. But when the artists themselves and the people in this artistic world of music step up and say, hey, we want to recognize what you guys are doing, it's a big, big thing. And I am so proud of you guys. It's long overdue. And I wish it was just the rock album category so that you could just have a slam dunk, because there is not a better rock album out there than Church Music. But now we got to take on rock and rap at the same time. But I'm okay.
I know, man,
too.
And that Lecrae album is banging. You know what I'm saying? The thing is banging.
It is hot, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I got no complaints. If this thing goes, you know, this thing could go live in the Switchfoot deal and the Gunger deal, man. It's just a good group of people we're in the middle of. So I'm going to be happy wherever it goes. Everybody in that thing has done some really good stuff, and it's pretty cool to be sitting alongside them.
Absolutely. Well, we're proud of you. I'm proud of you. I know everybody is, and I'm excited about how that's going to shake out. But just being nominated is a huge deal. I think you actually get a little medal for that. So,
I'll be wearing that. That's exciting.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
I don't think you'll have it in time for Passion, but
that's unfortunate.
Maybe next year. We'll look forward to that. So students are heading to Atlanta, David, and it's funny because, you know, you've been with us for so long now, but Passion, you'd think everybody knows about it, but they don't. You'd think everybody's been, given how many people have showed up, you know, a million plus people have come to one of these deals.
Well, but you've always got those new, you know, you're in the collegiate moment, and people keep graduating from high school.
Every single year, there's a whole bunch of them.
It's weird.
But I was reading down our Facebook page the other day, and it was just comment after comment of people saying, I'm coming. There are nine of us coming from Charlotte, and seven of us, it's our very first time. Or we've got 11 coming this year from Ohio, and for six of them, it's the very first time they've ever been to Passion. So a lot of people could be listening to us right now who are headed to Atlanta. They got it on their schedule. They know, you know, it's something they want to be a part of, but they're not 100% sure what to expect. How can they prepare, and what do they need to be ready for?
Well, it doesn't matter what I tell them. They're still going to have their head blown out the back. I mean, there's no way to prepare. I mean, you can, but it's not going to do any good because you're still going to have every expectation blown. I tell you this, though. Here's what's been fun for me. So whenever you guys make the announcements, stuff starts coming up on the web, and you start seeing what this one's going to be about. The first thing I find myself doing now is clicking the do something now stuff and finding out what means of action are going to be available. And I think that's what's been a shift that we've watched happen, that's happened with Passion as well as culture. But what I love is that for a lot of students who might have watched culture become less, I guess, excited about outward relief due to the local economy state. You know, there's just not as much buzz about that. There's more about how in the world do I keep my job, how in the world, you know, so there's been a shift culturally. But I still am thrilled that that's the thing that I want to find out. What's happening in Passion 2011? What's going to come out of this group of people getting together? And I think that's what is fun, too, where you used to come to stuff and what am I going to, you know, what am I going to walk away with? Now I'm thinking, what are we going to leave and what are we going to bring people? And that's a huge shift that I think is where students are and what they get excited about is, and that's the heartbeat of Passion since the beginning is how do we leverage our lives for something that's way bigger than ourselves? And when you have a thing like Passion occur, you have an encounter with God, and the thing that it does to you is makes you want to look outside of yourself, and because you realize there's something way bigger to live for than what we're most of the time inundated and what's suggested to us and most of what we encounter in culture. So all of that is, and more, is what's waiting. And I love that it in my mind, is when you hear passion talked about, it's rarely who's going to be there, because it's there's one that's just an expectation that it's a family group of people that are sort of putting this thing together, and it's more about what are we going to be able to do, what are the action points, and how are we going to wind up back at our campus in a space that we've been shaped and realizing that we're living in the very presence of God, which changes us and makes us act in ways that we didn't previously, which is all very exciting.
Yeah, I couldn't be with you more. You know, it's like, okay, I can't wait for the moments, for the truth that's going to drop into our minds and hearts. I can't wait for the songs that are going to, you know, really truly become anthems for the generation, for the next, you know, part of our journey. But that moment where an arena erupts, not for a person or a band or a speaker or somebody, but they erupt because they themselves have done something fantastic.
Yeah.
And the something is, as it was last time, we ended up giving $600,000+, not to us, not to Passion, but to people who really need, they need hope, and they need somebody to step down and lift them. And so we've got it on the table this year. If you guys are on your way, and what David's talking about, you're like, what in the world? Once you go to 268generation.com, click through to Passion 2011, and there's a big link there to do something now. And you can see the causes ahead of time. You can come prepared, put a little money aside between now and then. In fact, put a lot of money aside between now and then, because together we can do more than any of us is able to do on our own. And it's going to be pretty special. Last year, David Crowder Band came into the place and not only put some serious wind behind a phenomenal song that already had a hurricane behind it, no pun intended, from John Mark McMillan, but brought out of nowhere this Like a Lion tune, which, you know, I know some people locally probably were singing, but wow, what a great gift. And I've just been so many places since Passion Atlanta last year and heard people singing this song, and really so excited about it. So people are asking me everywhere I go, so is Crowder bringing something new to Passion 2011? So I say, I don't know, but I'm going to have him on the podcast in a couple of days, and I'll ask him. So,
we definitely are going to wind up. I mean, you can't head into something like this and not have your heart and your music sort of just is a part of who you are. So you're always wanting to collect something and bring a part of who you are to the thing. You know, it's sort of how you get to participate and help other people feel what you've been feeling leading up to this moment and gathering. So yeah, we've been sitting around Waco, Texas, messing with some things. I hopefully we'll have a few things shaped up and ready for a launch there in the middle of a lovely group of people like we'll have in the ATL. But it seems like it happens every time we get a Passion thing together. Something just pops out from lots of us that are participating in it. So I can't wait for myself as well to hear all the songs that I know Chris and the gang have been working on there. It's going to be a lot of new stuff, just getting to have a voice that's a pretty unique place. It's just a unique place to start a song, you know what I mean? It's such a unique environment to have a song come to life with love. So it's always a brilliant thing about Passion, in my mind anyway.
Yeah, it was really cool. At church last night, Chris played a song that a couple of guys, I think Matt and Matt Marr and Jesse Reeves, had worked on. And really was unbelievable coming out of the hopper. It wasn't really anything about, wow, that's a cool new song. It was really just more about the wind that was on it and where it was taking us as a group of people last night. But at the end, somebody said to me, man, it was a whole lot cooler to be able to try that out at church than it is to try it out for 20,000 people.
That's true.
But there is something pretty special about that moment. And I just want you to know, we're excited you're going to be in it. And I know that everybody listening to the podcast is excited that you're going to be a part of it this year, you and all the guys in the David Crowder Band. Something special that you guys are putting into the equation, into the conversation, that still you know, to this day, nobody else is really putting that part of the voice into this conversation, in this story that you guys are. So thanks for being a part of it. We're excited you're on the way. Can't wait to see what God does from you. And in the meantime, people can get Rise Up, and that's going to be a good devotional song for them. And they can check out the Light Bright video. And if they're voting members of the Grammy Association, by all means, they can vote for church music at Grammy.com/voting/church music/rock and rap album of the year slash Waco.
I got all that. I got all that down. Cool. I'm a member, so I'm going to go right now.
Okay. Well, listen, good luck with the paintings and the resulting droppings. And it might be that there could be a piece of art with some really, funky droppings that could have a cool story behind it. That's just an idea. But thanks.
That's a good thought. What's that on your wall?
But thanks for leaving that image with our listeners today, and thanks for joining us today. It's always a treat to have you on here, and I'll see you in Atlanta in 3 weeks.
I can't wait, and thanks for including me.
All right, David. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Because I am fading. Surround me with the rush of angels' wings. Shine your light so
Well, there's nothing like David Crowder to get things stirred up. And I'm telling you, if you guys didn't know what that Light Bright thing was about before we started talking, you've got to go check it out. It is one of the most creative pieces of art that anybody's ever done. And you can go, I think there are actually even videos about the making of the video. So, you know, it's a cool video when you got to make videos about the making of the video. But they talk about how many hours, how many people, how many pegs, how much energy went into this thing. And it's really, really cool deal. We used it in Vancouver, actually, showed it in the deal that David was talking about, 11,000 students right before Crowder played on a giant screen. And it was so cool. It might be something you want to use and build a talk around in your environment because it looks awesome on a really, really cool screen and a big screen. Just one more time, Passion 2011, just want to personally invite you guys to be a part. I know some of you are older than the 18 to 25 year age range, and some of you are younger that are listening right now. If you're younger and you haven't made it to being a high school senior yet, just hang on. There's going to be a passion in your future, and we're excited about you coming one day. And if you're older than the 18 to 25 age range, we still need volunteers, even now. And so some of you guys are between jobs and kind of frustrated by that situation. But hey, come down to Atlanta. Spend 4 days serving alongside of us. We've got over 1,000 volunteers already who are in place to help us be door holders for this generation. But we could always use more people who are eager, who are hard workers, who are excited and positive about life, and who just want to get in there and roll their sleeves up and do whatever it takes to make this experience the best possible for the students and leaders that are coming. And speaking of people coming, Brad, we have added a couple of late night options just recently. Gunger, who, by the way, creative, amazing music. If you don't know what's going on with them, you got to check it out. Lecrae, our hometown boy, is going to be with us at Passion 2011 and 10th Avenue North also coming. And we're hoping to add a few more people before we get there. But that's along with our whole normal Passion crew, Chan, Beth Moore, Piper, Andy Stanley, David Crowder Band, Charlie Hall, Christian Stanfield, Christine Ockles, Matt Redman, Chris Tomlin. I mean, it's obviously the greatest people in the world that could lead us in this moment, but it's all about Jesus. He's the one that we're coming for, and he's got everything we need. So saying goodbye on the Passion Podcast, I know it was a little short one for you today, but hey, that's going to give you a little extra time to study for your finals, which is what some of you need to be doing right now. Go for it. Do your best. Pray for sure, but do your best and give it everything you've got. That's what glorifies God. And we'll be back with a couple of shorter Passion Podcasts on the road to 2011. And in a couple of weeks, you're going to get a podcast with some brand new music from the Passion team that's been working here in Atlanta. A few little snippets of songs that you can start singing before you get there. So we'll be all on the same page in Atlanta. Love you guys. Praying for you. Hope you have a fantastic Advent season. Remember that waiting is not wasting when we're waiting on the Lord, because when we wait, God works. You guys take care, and we'll see you soon.